Good morning. With us on a Tuesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Mexican media giant Televisa says it will no longer broadcast the Miss Universe pageant or engage in any other communication project with Donald Trump in the wake of disrespectful remarks by Trump that the company says offended the entire Mexican population. Par for the course.
Yesterday, Trump was trying very hard to pull back from some of it. On the other hand, he keeps going. Look, he has to rise to the top of the pack in the Republican primary group. And by doing that, he comes after immigrants, those people who are not authorized to be here. And he tries to target them to the great dissatisfaction of many Hispanic people in this country who see him as violating their own right to be here. And a lot of people, particularly Democrats, think it's absurd. But that's how he figures he's going to win and win an election. The question, of course, is how many people are there in this country who will follow that kind of thinking and that kind of reasoning? So Trump's betting on it. I'm sure he has people who are advising him and telling him that it's the only way he can really do it. So he does it.
The mood in the European financial markets remaining edgy today, Alan, as expectations that Greece will not make a repayment to the International Monetary Fund, and this has a ripple effect.
Well, as we said yesterday, and as I will continue to say, this is very bad. It's bad for a number of reasons. Number one, when Greece doesn't pay up, it means those people in the European community who are greatly affected by it really are going to suffer some financial reverses, and that means that they will be in a worse place when it comes to trading with this country. So when you saw the gigantic, which I predicted was going to happen, of course, I think you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. When they don't want to trade or can't trade because they have less resources themselves, this country is going to start hurting. We saw that yesterday with this precipitous crash in the market. And that's what it was, a crash. I mean, when you get over 300 points, that's really quite something, even though the amount of money in the stock market now is so much greater than it was in 1929 when we used the word crash. Will the Greek people vote to support their new prime minister who says you got to let us off the hook and make a better deal? Those people who have the most will probably want the euro kept, as most Greeks do, by the way, in polling. But those people who have the least are most likely to say we can't suffer anymore. We're going to vote against it in this referendum that's coming up. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think a lot of it has to do with the way the whole thing has been framed for the Greek people.
Iran and world powers, the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, and China, plus Germany, Alan, have negotiated over Tehran's contested nuclear program since 2013. They face a self-imposed final deadline of today. So the Iran deal, what's going to happen?
Can they be trusted? Probably not. The United States is insisting that this thing be bulletproof because there are so many people who don't trust Iran, particularly the Republicans in the United States Senate, that either Secretary Kerry has to get a deal that people can live with and that seems real, or he'll look like a jerk and that there will be a sense in the country that he let us down. So it's got to be a very tough deal. And I don't think any of us would be opposed to that because why make a deal that can't be verified? So we can't read the minds of the great Ayatollahs, but we can only suspect that they will do the very least that they have to do to get this thing done.